I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There was a major bust of the mafia today. Police in Italy say they've seized assets worth almost $1 billion. Those assets include nearly 1,000 properties, hundreds of bank accounts, and a number of companies. They were all connected to the Camorra. That's a branch of the Neapolitan mafia. Several people suspected of being members of the crime syndicate were arrested. The BBC's Duncan Kennedy is in Rome. Duncan, this is a very large catch, but apparently the police have been very busy in the past year seizing mafia assets.
This was a big one, $850 million to be exact, 900 properties, 23 companies, and 200 bank accounts. So a huge asset-seizing operation, seven arrests as well, all against a group that I hadn't heard of before, a gang called the Malardos, which is an offshoot of the Camorra, which, as you say, is the one based in Naples. A huge asset-seizing operation. The police say their involvement was in things like betting shops and also the production and distribution of coffee and pharmaceutical products.
Well, as you say, there have been many seizures in the past year and made partly possible by Prime Minister Berlusconi. Explain that.
In January of 2010, Silvio Berlusconi made this a policy priority to go after the assets of the mafia, not just in terms of police operations, as they had done in the past, where they just picked up members after intelligence gathering operations. This was an idea to beat them, and he uses that word, to beat them at their own game, where it hurts most, their financial assets. And he set up an organisation, a national agency, to do just this. And Mr Berlusconi's own interior minister likes to quote the figure of $10 billion in assets seized since Mr. Berlusconi came to power in 2008. So they do believe they are making inroads into those places where it does hurt their pockets.
Now, what will the government do with all these assets?
A lot of them are being sold off, auctioned off, and there is some controversy about that, whether the state should make money from the mafia. But Mr. Berlusconi, being a billionaire businessman himself who knows a thing or two about business and the making of money, says this can be justified because the money is then eventually ploughed back into the government coffers to go to hospitals, schools and roads. So he's saying, why shouldn't the state take money from this? Because the mafia extort for the people in the first place, and he says the money should end up back in Italian taxpayers' pockets.
In another mafia asset seizure last month, apparently a couple of soccer teams were part of the seized loot. How would the government sell off soccer teams?
This was a strange one. It happened last month, and they reckon about $500 million worth of assets on this one. This time it was the gang called the 'Ndrangheta, which operates out of the Calabria region of southern Italy. Yes, it involved two soccer clubs, two fourth division sides, not particularly well-known clubs, but the mafia was using them, apparently, to garner support amongst the region's local people. The mafia would provide facilities, provide soccer in an area which otherwise wouldn't have very many entertainment facilities. So it's a kind of PR exercise on the part of the mafia. Mm. All those assets that the mafia makes its money from and spends its money on is what the police and the authorities are now targeting.
The BBC's Duncan Kennedy in Rome. Good to speak. Thank you.
Thank you.